Ellen G. White labors in California. Ellen White threw herself into the program of strengthening the church. She spoke the Sabbath after her arrival in Oakland, with the San Francisco members invited to attend. On one of the weekend trips, she was in the Napa Valley attending meetings at St. Helena in Napa. She visited the newly established health institution and reported, "While at St. Helena last week, we visited Crystal Springs, where this health retreat is located. It is our opinion that a more beautiful spot could not have been selected as an asylum for the sick and weary. A place of greater natural loveliness we have seldom ever seen. High mountains, stretching their peaks upward toward heaven, seem to surround the place, giving evidence to all of the mighty power of the Lord. No one who sees God in His created works could view these lofty mountains from the piazza of the retreat without feeling that he is surrounded by the presence of God and covered by the overshadowing of His glory. Peak rising above peak carries the mind instinctively up to Him who set fast the mountains and girded them with His power so that no human might can move them out of their places." Little did Ellen White at this time dream that her home for the last 15 years of her life would be within a half mile of this institution. But she had to go to meetings in the neighborhood of Fresno, and a camp meeting at Lemoore scheduled for April 22 to May 3. The work in California was in a period of recovery, and James White published the following encouraging report in the May 13 Review and Herald. "At no time in the history of the cause upon the Pacific coast have we had as lively an interest in the work as during the present season. Mrs. White and our son and daughter are there, and news from that part of the wide field is most cheering." The camp meeting held at Lemoore, California, April 22 to May 3, was one of the deepest interest. Mrs. White has enjoyed great freedom in speaking at many important points in California, and there is a state of general good cheer all over the state. Her labors have been incessant, yet she reports improved health. "It seems very evident that it was according to the will of God that she should visit the Pacific coast at this time. And we are laboring under the impression that we are in the line of our duty in remaining at the old post of duty at the present. We may join her in California in autumn." A singular experience occurred during the Lemoore camp meeting. Ellen White mentioned this in her letter to James written May 2. "What a peaceful hour it was when the Sabbath was welcomed in with its holy sacred hours. Peace was in my soul. Peace, peace was like a river and the righteousness thereof like the waves of the sea. Why, it seemed that I could feel the presence of heavenly angels upon the encampment. That night, Brother Eagle was on watch till past 12, then he was relieved. It was about midnight, he said, when he saw a man about 9 feet high pacing back and forth before our tent. He thought this was singular and he would come nearer and see if it was an illusion. He held out his lantern and let it shine full upon the form and he saw a man. His limbs and body could be distinctly seen, but he could not see the face. He kept his eyes fixed upon it. It looked like amber, transparent, towering up above the tent. This man, Brother Eagle, has recently been converted from infidelity. He has had no faith in the visions, has taken Brinkerhoff's paper and read Carver's book and Chandler's, but since hearing me for himself, is convinced that my visions are of God. He is a man of sound judgment, free from vagaries. All say he is an entirely different man. He is a converted man."